Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, Laura Lively here. Welcome to you and all of your parts. Today, I wanted to talk about something that was kind of surprising to me. And I thought it might be helpful to you too. So scientists say that we have thousands of thoughts per day, and that a lot of those thoughts are repetitive, and a lot of them are negative. I kind of believe these negative and repetitive thoughts and fears can be our parts. They're coming from our parts, particularly the ones that are negative and are saying, you're an idiot, what's wrong with you, right? Those are our critics. And, you know, we do say, besides our thoughts, that our parts show up as thoughts, as emotions, as bodily sensations, as memories and urges. So really, I guess this topic, what I want to talk about is you don't have to act on every thought you have. That is today's topic. You don't have to act on every thought you have. And this was kind of a surprise for me not that long ago, but maybe I should also say you don't have to act on every thought or emotion or body sensation or memory or urge or impulse that you have. And sometimes, even saying that, we know that our parts can get so blended with us that it is impossible to do anything but act. When we are hijacked, we're going to do the thing, right? I've been there. Remember, I've got that. You guys remember me talking about my road rage part? It's hijacked me more than once. And that's just one example, because sometimes we don't have any opportunity to do anything except react if the parts are that distressed. And that can be okay too. I know it can feel compelling when this thought or this emotion takes over. So the question kind of becomes, how can we unhook from that so that we aren't chasing down people on the highway after they've cut us off in traffic? And first, again, I think this was beautiful and kind of a shock for me. I don't have to act on every thought I have. So it almost sounds like what I'm saying is kind of a dichotomy. It's like, Laura, you're telling me that in some cases I can't help it. That is true. That is true. In some cases, I cannot help it. I am completely blended and I'm hijacked. I am going to do it, but not every thought, because I'm not hijacked all of the time. You don't have to act on every thought. You don't have to take action on every thought that you have. You have agency most of the time. Your thoughts are only thoughts. Your emotions and your thoughts are fleeting. If we can give them a minute, they will change. Second, begin to notice your thoughts. This is how we do that. This is how we begin to notice. We have to be aware of what is happening. We need to be aware of these impulses and these emotions. And then third, we need to get curious about them. What is causing them? Notice what might be underneath the thought. If I want a sugary treat, as an example, can I get curious about why that is? Often what I'm looking for is comfort. Then the question becomes, okay, why do I need comfort? And is there something else I could do to get that comfort other than the sugary treat, which other parts of my system are like, no, we don't even eat sugar these days. What else can I do? How can I, if I'm reaching for the thing and there are other parts of me like, don't do it, can I take a moment? This is where I'm saying sometimes we do have agency. We can take a step back and get curious, because once I have some curiosity on board, then I have some self-energy on board. And in almost all cases, my triple A's, the acknowledge, accept, and appreciate, coupled with that fourth A of awareness, will do the trick and will allow the parts that are showing up as impulses and urges to calm once they are aware they are not alone and they don't have to do this by themselves. We don't have to act on all of our thoughts, but we should notice our thoughts. We should become aware of them and take time to understand what is happening in our inner world that's triggering the part that wants the sugary treat or whatever else it might be. And remember, this is a practice. It takes time to even have that awareness, to be aware that it's a part that's activated. Be gentle with yourself as you begin examining your own thoughts and emotions. You can do this. I believe in you. So I hope you enjoyed this idea that you don't have to act on all of your thoughts and emotions. Let me know what landed with you. Drop me a line at laura@lauralively.com and hit the subscribe button so you never miss the new content. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.